Driving with a suspended license is a gross misdemeanor in Washington state and can lead to heavy fines and even jail time. But some say those fines are a burden that low-income drivers can't bear. Now lawmakers are considering lowering the penalties. From Olympia, Enrique Perez de la Rosa has more.
Elisa Harvard fought to stay out of homelessness by working and paying her way through community college. She told lawmakers at a Senate hearing that as she was doing that, she was charged with driving with a suspended license in the third degree multiple times.
The impacts on my life have been pretty demeaning and demoralizing. I had to check on job applications that I was convicted of a crime because it is a misdemeanor.
Now, Harvard is the director of outreach at Everett-based Cocoon House, a nonprofit which battles homelessness. She says many of the people she works with have similar struggles.
They need to drive to get to work or to transport their kids, and they get charged with a driving on suspended in the third degree.
Lawmakers are considering changing the offense from a misdemeanor to a $250 traffic violation, but opponents say that there should be serious consequences for driving without a license. R.W. Buzzard is the presiding judge at the Lewis County District Court. He says there are rules in place that allow low-income offenders to avoid court fees and jail time.
All people have to do is ask. Take that first step of personal responsibility and ask, can I have some time to pay this infraction?
If the measure passes, offenders could ask that the $250 fine be reduced to just $50 once they've earned their license back. I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa in Olympia.